Okay. Good to talk. This morning in Parshas Bo, the Torah presents the first mitzvah that's given to the Jewish people as a nation prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says in the first source, Parshas Bo, in Shmos, Pasuk Aleph, Vayom Hashem, Moshe Al Aaron Beretz Mitzrayim, Lemor, Pasuk Bo, Vachodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodesh Hashanah. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah relating to the month of Nisan being the first of the months of the year. Rashi comments on the word HaChodesh Hazeh, Rashi in the second source, Dino Asa HaChodesh Hazeh, and Pasuk Beis. We find that very often when the word Zeh or Zos is used, it's an indication of something that was demonstrative, something was shown. We have a minig in many places when they say the Zos HaTorah, when they Bahagda, the people point to with the pinky or the talus string or something. Zos always means pointing. So Rashi HaChodesh Hazeh, second source, Hero Levona B'chidusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe what the moon looks like when it's being renewed, the new moon. And he told them, when the moon appears like this, that's when it's Rosh Chodesh. That's how you declare Rosh Chodesh, when you see the new moon. And in the next Rashi, Hazeh Dimas Hazeh, Niskasha Moshe Amol HaLavana. Moshe himself was unclear, he's unsure exactly how the, what point is considered the first appearance of the new moon, what the molad is. And there's a difference in what we properly call the molad, was actually the molad, which is not what I'm going through tonight. But it says, the Eza Shia Tir, the Tir Rila Kadesh. Moshe himself wasn't sure. What's the Shia? Exactly what does the moon, is the moon supposed to look like? So therefore, Beheralo Be'etzba Es HaLavana Barakia. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him, so to speak, with his hand, with his finger, some sheets over there. He showed him with his finger, he pointed to the sky, the Amalo Kazer Ra'eh V'Kadesh. When it looks like this, that's when you sanctify the month. Rashi got this, one of the possible sources of Rashi, is the third source, Gemara Menachos, Daf Chav Tes, and Aleph Tav, the Rebbe Yishmael, Shlosha Dvarim Hayu Koshon Ola Moshe, there are three things which Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty comprehending exactly what it was supposed to look like until Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrably showed it to him. The Elohim menorah, Rosh Chodesh, Ushvatzim. What the menorah, the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash is supposed to look like, what Rosh Chodesh, at what point the moon is considered to be the new moon for the purpose of Rosh Chodesh, and Shvatzim, which are the different Shvatzim that are also in kosher and so on. Menorah, the Sea, Vizeh Ma'aseh HaMenorah. The Pasuk says by the menorah, Vizeh Ma'aseh HaMenorah. Okay? Rosh Chodesh Tisiv HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh and Shvatzim Tisiv Zeh Lachem Atomei. Like I said before, the Gemara here is saying whenever it says the word Zeh, so it means that it had to be shown demonstrably. Yeshom Atel Cheshchita Shenema Vizeh Asher Tas HaMizbeach. Rashi explains in the fourth source, Menachos Chav Tes Manal Rashi Didim Asher Rosh Chodesh B'Shas Mold Levona Ein Anir Is Kim Me'at. When the Mola, the moon first appears, it just scientifically, there's X number of hours, you know, the moon goes around the earth, and the moon, as we know, gives off no light of its own. The moon only bounces off the light from the sun. And so depending upon the position of the moon vis-a-vis the sun, that determines how much, quote-unquote, light from the moon that we can see. And there's a certain point when the moon and the sun are on the same horizontal plane, right? Same horizontal, same vertical. Right, on a horizontal plane, though, right?
Can't you see the sun?
That's what you can't see. Okay. So the equator is 6 hours or so that the moon is in between sort of the sun and the earth. Right, that's it. Right. So the point is, it's not an eclipse, I'm trying to say. Eclipse is different. It's not that it's a block. But the point is,
why degree angle between the plane of the moon's orbit and the earth's ecliptic, the earth's orbit and the sun. So occasionally they coincide.
Right, so that's an eclipse. But this is not to be confused with an eclipse. So here you can't see the moon from earth. Okay, and the next number of hours, the Gemara discussed in Rosh Hashanah, and then the moon continues in its rotation. After a while, you can see a little bit again of the moon, because a little bit is bouncing off the angle, bouncing off the sun based on the angle, and obviously as the moon continues, let's say by the 15th of the month, when we have what's called a full moon, it's because the moon is on the opposite side of the earth than the sun, and it bounces off that more light, and it gets less and less and less, and so on. So Rashi says here in Menachos Chav Tes Hanal, the source number 4, B'shas mon levana ein aniris ki ma'at, like the Gemara says that when Rabbi Gamliel interrogated the Eden, he would ask them, did it look like this, did it look like that? It depends what it looks like. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure. And the other things are Shvatzim, perhaps the Cheshchita and so on. Well, the question is, how much do you have to see? Apparently not. What we call the molad is not exactly the same thing. That's correct. It has to be something, but it wouldn't. Right. Right. And that's what it looks like from that Gemara that Rashi quotes, because they normally would ask, did it look like this or did it look like that? Right. So, anyway. So, there's also Medrash Tanchuma. in here in Parshas Bo, and Arsid in Siman Vov, it says, Achodes de Elohim, Rabbi Shmuel, Omeher lo harech balayla, he saw the moon at night, the Omelo kazeh atem rohim, the kovim, kain halach le doros, the lama lehem molid levana. So that's how the Rosh Chodesh is determined. Now, again, this is based ostensibly on a scientific phenomenon, namely the rotation of the moon around the earth. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chof Ham at Aleph Sur 6, Amal Ham Rav Gamliel, Kach Mekublana Beis Avi Abba, and Gamliel says, this is the tradition that I have from my grandparents and my grandfather, Ein Chidusho Shalavana Pchusa, Me Esrim Betisha Yom, Umetza Ushnei Shlishe Shah, Veshivim Mishlosha Chalakim. He tells us that the cycle of the moon as it goes around the earth, it's 29 days, not less than 29 days, then half a day, 12 hours, and 2/3 of an hour, and 73 halakim. And 73 halakim. That's how long it takes. The chalak is about roughly three seconds, right? So, 3 1/3 seconds. So they don't have seconds, and Chazal didn't measure by seconds. It's three and a third seconds. So about 18 halakim per hour, right? So it's 18 halakim per 1 hour. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara tells us, and Gamliel says that's his tradition, and that adds up to 29 days, 12 hours, and Tafshin Tzadik Gimel, 793 halakim, which is how the Rambam presents it in Source 7, Parag Vav, Milchus Kiddush HaChodesh Aleph Gimel, Mishiskabe Tarech Vecham Aleph Vicheshman Zad, Shiskab Tzu Pam Shniya, Malacham Emtzai, Tisha Ve'esim Yom, Ushtema Seishos, Miyom, Miyom Shloshu Mitchilas Leilo, Vishrame Os, Ushloshu Vetishim Chalokim, Mishal Shoshu Sve, Vizeo Hazman, Shabain Kol, Molo, Molo, Vizeo Chidusha Shalavama. So the Rambam tells us, based on his Gemara, that that's how long it takes, according to Chazal, for the moon to go around the earth, 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim. So that is the length of a, lunar month. Now, a lunar month, obviously, again, is a function of a scientific phenomenon, namely the revolution of the rotation of the Earth. The moon around the Earth. What about a so-called lunar year? What's a lunar year? So the truth of the matter is, there's no such thing really as a lunar year. In other words, there's nothing scientific that happens after X number of months. It's a monthly cycle, 29 and a half days, roughly, and then 793 halakim. That's how long it takes the moon to go around the earth, and it happens again and again. So there's no point, ostensibly, in terms of the moon, that, oh, now a year has passed. And there's nothing happens in terms of the moon after 5 such months, after 10 such months, after 12 such months. So we know that a lunar year, quote unquote, is 12 such cycles. Okay, in a certain sense, one could argue that that's arbitrary. In other words, there's nothing different after 12 such cycles of the moon around the earth than after 10 such cycles, after 15 such cycles. But it's not, the lunar year is not a function of a scientific phenomenon. So the Gemara says in Erechin, there's a whole sugya, I only quoted a couple lines, the whole sugya in Erechin daf Testament days. The Gemara says, source number 8, Damar Shmuel, Ein Shnas Levana Pchusa Mishalosh Me'osa Chamishim Ushtayim Yom. A lunar year is not less than 352 days. Okay? Below Yisera, al shalosh meos uchamishim shishayom, and not more than 356. Now, 29 and a half times 12, you can do the math yourself, adds up to 354. Okay, do the math, 29 and a half times 12. 29, we're leaving out the extra chalakim, the change, the 793 chalakim. So 29 and a half times 12 yields 354. So a lunar year, based on 12 of such cycles, is 354 days. Shmuel here says it could be 352, it could be 356, okay, and it depends on how many full Mali months and Chosem months. What's a Mali month? What's a Chosem month? So again, it's 29 and a half days. So every Jewish month on the calendar has either 29 days or 30 days. There is no 28 day month like we have in the secular calendar, February. There's no 31 days like 30 days have, whatever, all the rest have 31, right? January and March, whatever, all those months have 31 days. There's no 31 days. Every Jewish month is the so-called Jewish month or lunar month is either 29 days or 30 days. However, how many will be 29 and how many will be 30? So that's what Shmuel is talking about here. And he mentions that the number 3 could be up to 356, it could be 352, it depends how many full 30-day months and how many missing months, chaser months is 29. In rabbinic literature, a month that's full, 30 days, is called a mole, a month that's missing a day, quote-unquote, is chaser. So it's mole and chaser. So Rashi, again, in Source number 9, tells you the cheshbon, and he tells you, but basically it comes out from Rashi there, shneim chaserin, shneim and amen kol kista v'sivan and tasa chaserin. And sometimes the bezin can play with it. It's not our issue now. But it says, Nimsa shal chaser shneyelim chesidron, v'harei shin nun beiz, u'chesidron shin nun dalet. The ordinary thing is 354. That's the standard. Most of the time it's 354. Okay, sometimes it could be a day or two less, it could be a day or two more, but that's a standard, thing. Now, the Gemara there is talking about a year. Let's say for the particular case the Gemara mentions there, a guy says, Hareini Nazir. The guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir for a year. So that's the question. What do you mean? Do you mean a lunar year? Do you mean a solar year? And we'll see in a moment there's a difference. Okay, so so the Gemara says, going back to source, the Gemara says, if a guy says, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir Kimos Hachama, so then it's 365 days. Because the solar year, that's how long it takes the earth to go around the sun, that's 365 days. So a guy says, Hareini Nazir Kimos Hachama, a solar year, so then he has to be a Nazir 365 days. If he says, Kimos Halavana, then Mona Nazir's Gilmei Asachamisha Arboi Nom Kimos Halavana, then it's only 354 days. There's an 11-day difference depending on what he said. What comes up, of course, the question is, what if a guy says, I'm Nazir for a year, and he doesn't specify a solar year or a lunar year? But for our purposes now, we're seeing, and we know this, but we're seeing in the Gemara discussed, the discrepancy between the length of a solar year as opposed to a lunar year. Now let's clarify that a solar year is a function of a scientific phenomenon. I just said before, a lunar year is not a function of a scientific phenomenon. 12 months times the months are a scientific phenomenon, 29 and a half days times 12, but it doesn't have to be times 12. You could have picked 10 or whatever. The opposite is true about a solar year. A solar year is a function of a scientific phenomenon, namely the earth going around the sun, that's how long it takes. The solar months, January, we just had January 1st, now January, February, that doesn't correspond to anything. And that's why we have a 12-month year, but theoretically you could have had 10 months and then, 40 days in the month, or whatever. You could have, again, the month, January, February, March, and so on, do not correspond to anything that is scientific. It's almost arbitrary. Okay, anyway, the Rambam tells us in source number 10, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Vav Halacha Daled, Shana Shelevana, the year of the lunar year, in Tia Shneim Asar Chodesh Mechadosh and Elu, 12 such months we described before, Yeh Klala Shlosh Meos Yom V'Arboa V'Chamishim Yom, Ushmona Shos, he tells you the change also, the extra time with the Chalokim, but for our purpose it's 354 days, okay, and the second line, the Tiehu Beres, and if it's a leap year like this year, the current year, Tavshan Ayin Dal is a leap year, so Tia Shashana Shlosh Asar Chodesh, will be 13 such months, Yeh Klala Shlosh Meos Shloshim Ushmonim Yom. It'll be 383 days. That's an extra month. So the lunar year, in that case, a leap year, a Jewish leap year, a lunar leap year, so that'll be the year will be longer than a solar year, 383 days. And again, he gives you the change in terms of how many chalakim there. Okay? The point being, as the Rambam says at the end, last line and a half, Ushnas Hachama, the year of the solar year, is Shlosh Meos Hachamisha V'Shishim Yom V'Sheishos, it's 365 and a quarter. Again, we know it's not quite 6 hours, it's actually 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds, but for our purposes, close enough now, 6 hours. Nimsa Tosefe Shnas Hachama, or Shnas Halavona, Asor Yomen V'Achas V'Eshim Shos, Mosayim V'Arba Chalokim. The solar year is longer than the lunar year by 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 Halokim, rounded out to 11 days. It's 10 days and 21 hours, so this is approximately 11 days. That's the discrepancy between the solar year and the lunar year. Now, offhand, well, okay, so if we turn now to the next page, source number 11, the Gemara in Megillah tells us something very important about Hayamid Aleph. When we figure out a year, let's say, I mentioned before about a Nazir, a guy says he's going to be a Nazir for a year, okay, the sheet's over here, a guy says he's going to be a Nazir for a year, or something else, some other halacha that relates to a year. So the Gemara says in source 11, Megillah Hayamid Aleph, Amar Abba Amar Shmuel, Minayin She'ein Monin Yomim L'Shanim. When we figure out a year for the purpose of halacha, it's not a function of the days, of how many days, it's a function of the month. Shenemar, how do we know? Shenemar, our pasuk that we started with here in Parshas Bo, Lechod She Hashana, Rishon Hu Lachem, Lechod She Hashana, Chadoshim Atamone L'Shanim, V'Yatamone Yomim L'Shanim. You don't reckon the number of days, but rather the number of months. Rashi explained in source 12, Minayin She'in Monim Yomim L'Shanim, Kigon D'Omar, Konam Yayin Shani Toim L'Shanim. A guy takes a nether not to drink wine for a year, whatever. Okay, make whatever nether you want. Monesh Shneim Asar Chodesh Miyom L'Yom. You count 12 months. That's the year. I said before, he didn't specify lunar year or solar year. So he just says a year. So the Gemara says here in Megillah Daf Hey, as Rashi explains, in Nadar Be'echad B'Nisan, if he took this ned on the first of Nisan, Aser Ad Echad B'Nisan Haba, he's Aser. His year ends the following Nisan. Even though it was not a full solar year, he's short 11 days, okay, because that year, let's say, he took this neder on a Chodesh Nisan, and the Chodesh Nisan was April 10th, okay? So the following year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to be 11 days early. It's not going to be April 10th yet, but he doesn't have to worry about that, because we're not counting days. We're counting months. Sometimes the year can be a little shorter because, as I said before, Bezin can make the month 29 days instead of 30 days. So you count months. The year is a function of 12 months, not the total number of days. The Torah Evan expands on this. The Torah Evan Aaron Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph, source 13. He says, but he said there's something else comes out of this. She'ein mona yama l'shana loma shelo nosif al kol shana v'shana yud aleph yom she'imos hachom yisaren alimos. When we say in halacha a year, a guy takes a neder not to do X, Y, and Z for a year, we don't now have to add on 11 days. In other words, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You don't have to wait till the 12th of Nisan the following year to have the Vinasa Kolshan Yud Beis Chodesh Levana. The Od Yud Alef Yom. You don't have to do 12 lunar months and another Od Yud Alef Yom. The Yevin Pesach, Pesach, and the Chaim Rishar Kalamodis. Okay? The Hachi Purusha Nami, to say something else, and that's the next part of the Gemara. Minayin Shein Monim Shol Sechadoshim. The Yevin Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Chav Tes Yom Yud Beis Shos Tash Tzag Chalakim Shekein Chodesh Shalavona Kadamin Rav Galim Parag Beis Rosh Hashanah. He alludes to the next Gemara. Take a look at 14, the next Gemara in Megillah Daf Hamad Aleph. Rabbanan the Kissi Mishum of Abba Amru Minayin She'ein Mechashrin Shos L'Chadoshim. When we figure out a month, let's say the guy says, I take a neder not to drink wine for a month. Okay? Or Rashi will give a different example in a second. So there it is. It's the same idea. You don't reckon hours, you reckon days. Meaning, as Rashi says in 15, again, Megillah Hamad Aleph, Shos Sechadoshim Kagon. Ha'omer Zeg Giteich Im Lobosim Mikan Ad Chodesh Zeh. The guy gives his wife to get it. She takes a fact that I don't reckon he's going to Medina Sayyam or whatever. We have these cases. She says, the get will take a fact I don't come back in a month. V'hoya Chodesh Choser. And it was a 29 day month. Uba Mishachashech Al Yom Esu Netisha. And he came the night of the 29th. You don't say he's still in the month. Because after all, it wasn't 29 and a half days and 79 to be halakim yet. But the month is up. In other words, what comes out, that's what Tzuri Evan is really stressing, that we don't declare, let's say, Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the month. And if we don't say Rosh Chodesh, it takes effect, let's say, Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. You count the days. And that's really an important halakha because, yeah.
Then
you would do days, yeah. Yeah.
Days,
says Ein Morim Shos L'Chadoshim. Yeah, yeah. You can say 30 days. Then it's 30 days, I'll do it a month.
No,
is it a mace place thing? Oh, that's a, actually, yes, is it a mace place on that?
Is there
the number of cases of mace place, yeah. But I'm not sure about that, I'd have to check, I'm not sure, yeah. I think not in Marcus, yeah.
When we say Stamed is 30 days?
But, unless it's specified, that's Stamed, yeah.
So when he says, so
he specified, right. We're talking about a case of a guy specified. Stamed, he doesn't specify. Anyway, the Rambam passage, like this, let's take a look in source 16. Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Chet Halach Aleph. Chod Shosh Shalavona Tisha V'esimil Mechta V'tash Tzag Chalokim K'mo Shabiyarnu. Here's the point. The E.F. Shalomar Shirosh Chodesh Yeh B'mikzas Hayom. You don't declare the Rosh Chodesh, we just had 2 days ago, right? Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat doesn't start at 1 in the afternoon, even though that may be when the cycle of the moon ends. You just figure out from Molad to Molad. The Molad was what, Wednesday or whatever it was? Whatever it was. So you don't say that's when Rosh Chodesh is. He says, half the day is part of the old month and half the day is part of the new month. Shenemar ad Chodesh Yomim, if Yashmu Lundu, Sheyomim atomach. It's a full day and not hours. And in Halakha Beis, Lefichach, Osin Chodesh Halavona Mehen Chodesh Chos Mehen Chodesh Mole. How do you reconcile it? I mean, the fact is, scientifically, it's 29 and a half days. So it's very nice for us to say, okay, but we're not going to start Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Okay, so we'll wait until night. Okay, but after a while, it's going to be further and further off from the scientific facts. Right? In other words, if you're not being exact, and we know that the time is 29 and a half days, 29 days, 12 hours, and 79 and 3 halakim, so good, so we don't start in the middle of the day, so you'll wait till the night. or you'll start the night before, whichever way you'll do it. But after a while, if you're going to keep doing the same thing, it's going to be further and further away from the scientific facts. So therefore, what do? Says the Rambam, Lefi halacha beis parakas v'skoja chodesh, Lefiha, osin chodesh halavona, mehen chodesh chaser, mehen chodesh mole. We alternate. That's why we have some 29-day months and some 30-day months. That keeps it pretty close to the scientific phenomena. In other words, right, that's a very important point. That's correct. It's a mean. A very important. 29, I'm glad you pointed out, it's correct. 29 days, 12 hours, and 790 halakim is not exact either. It's not the same every single month. It's an average, correct. Okay, but I'm saying it's close to the... Okay, you're right. Thank you. Right, exactly. So anyway... Right. So he says, the ficha and chodesh chaser tishra v'esim yom buvad. The Rambam says, a chodesh chaser is 29 days. Apol pisha chodesh yeser al zebishos. Even though the lunar month, official lunar month is a number of hours more than 29 days. The chodesh mole, shoshim yom, apol pisha chodesh al apokos mi zebishos. And a chodesh mole is 30 days, even though the lunar month is less hours than that. Kedei lechalo lechaser shows the chodesh al yom shleimim. Fine. All of this is very nice. It's interesting to know. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Chodesh Perek, Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh Perek Hay in 17, Halacha Aleph, Kol she'amar mikiyus haChodesh ala Re'iya, all that we said that, you know, you have to see the moon and so on, that's all, and that sometimes it was Ibar Hashana, Ein osin osel Sanhedrin she'Beretz Yisrael, this was the job of the Sanhedrin Beretz Yisrael, O Bezdin hasmuchim Beretz Yisrael, she'nosam ha'sidrin Sanhedrin Rishus, or the technical reasons Bezdin could give other people Rishus, not for now. Why? She'kach omar Moshe Aaron, again our pasuk here in Parshas Bo, Hachodzan Rosh Chadosh and Mekiyos Shmuel Lamdu Ish Meish Moshe Aveno Shekachu Perish Ador Adavar Eidu Zulti Mesur Lachem Lachol Omer Achreim Komam. Moshe wasn't by the verse on Moshe Leimor here. It was Moshe and Aaron, the leaders of the Sanhedrin. So this is a din for Sanhedrin for all time. Avol, says the Rambam, Bizman she'ain shom Sanhedrin Beretz Yisrael. What about when there's no Sanhedrin, like now? Ain koven chadoshim, ain ma'abrin shonam ela b'cheshbon zeh, shonam echashbon hayabo hayom. We have a mathematical calculation which we operate with today. There's no Sanhedrin. Rambam writes in his Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, again not for now, but davar zeh alacha mosh misinai hu, shebizman she'ain Sanhedrin koven al ariyah, bizman she'ain shom Sanhedrin koven al cheshbon, that we use and so on. And the Rambam writes, that's why sometimes Ella ain't is cocking the year. We don't worry about the moon. Ella pa'amim she yeh yom she kovim ba becheshvan zeh yom ariyo kovim lo b'yom al achor b'yom. That's why if you listen to the rabbi, whoever it is, the guy that announces the molad, it's not always on Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes like this week, the molad was Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh was Thursday, right? It's usually before, right? Huh? Almost never, right? But again, the point being, huh? Right, yeah, but certainly not. That's a different problem. Yeah, I think we all find more. 2.5 days, I don't know. What's the maximum? I forgot. But anyway, so that's the story. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam just tells a historical fact. When did this cheshbon take effect? The last bezin kavua in Eretz Yisrael, that was headed by a man by the name of Hillel Hasheni. Right, who was a descendant of the famous Hillel of Beis Hillel. It was a descendant of his, it's called Hillel Hasheni. It was approximately the year 350 of the Common Era. In Eretz Yisrael was living this Hillel Hasheni, who had this last Bezdin Kavua, and at the same time as Abaye and Rava lived in Bavel. It was the same Kufa, yeah.
According to the Rambam, that
you
said you can reestablish
the Sanhedrin. Yeah, would you be able to do it back? Probably.
Because this has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Like,
yeah, but the Rambam says, you're asking the Rambam's chat that you can restore it. I assume you could, I don't know. To summarize one other point here regarding the months and so on, the Rambam says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Parak Vav Alach Yud Aleph, source 18, Nimsa b'machzer shu kazeh chadoshim. The Rambam tells us kulam chodshe halavana. What comes out is the following. I'll go back a step. The Rambam posits everything we said till now. Before I read that Rambam. Everything we said now relates to the lunar year. Okay? And we mentioned that the solar year is approximately 11 days longer. So our attitude towards that could be, that's nice, that's interesting scientifically, but who cares? Okay, so the solar year is longer. Has no bearing, offhand we could say, has no bearing upon halacha. Right? I mean, so the solar year is longer. In fact, that's the Muslims' approach. The Muslims have a lunar year, lunar calendar, follow lunar month, and they don't calculate this, so whatever it is in the solar year. That's why their holidays can come any time during the year. Ramadan, their holy month, is any time. Each year loses 11 days and so on. They're not interested in anything to do with the solar year. However, the Rambam is going to tell us, and we'll see from the Gemara, that that's not true for us. It's not really true that the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar. Not totally, not 100% a lunar calendar. The Rambam says, the months are indeed lunar months, okay, corresponding to the moon go around the earth 29 and a half days. But hashanim shnei hachamach, but our years are in fact solar years. That's because it's unlike, so it's not fully a lunar calendar. It's a lunar calendar that takes into account the solar calendar as well. That's the Rambam's key line here. Ha-chadoshim kulam chad-shalavonam. Ha-shonim she-achamah. But the years are the solar years. Okay? And we have, according to our calculation, I didn't go into detail, but ha-sheva shonim ha-mu-boros v'chol machzor machzor. We have, in every machzor, machzor for this din is 19 years. It's a 19-year, this cheshbon that the Rambam alluded to earlier, is a 19-year cycle. There are seven Shanos Mubaros, seven leap years every 19 years. It's a 19-year cycle. That's fixed for us. And he says, and what are they? And Shana Shlishis Menamachzor, year three. At the end, he has a little simon, Guach, or Adzat, they call it, without the Yuds. But it's the year 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19. Those are the leap years in a 19-year cycle. I think if you want to calculate, or up to, I think 1900 was the beginning of a cycle, so that's the figure. Yes, I think I can do the math, I'm not sure. But anyway, yes, oh, exactly. So that's what we have. Not yet. Oh, so here we go. So what's the makkah for this? Why should we take into account the solar years? After all, it says in our Sedra Chodesh Alachem Rosh Chodesh, we do by the lunar months, everything we talked about, and something the Rambam tells, again, I only printed a one Rambam, but he tells that we have this whole cheshbon, a whole calculation, and it comes out seven leap years every 19 years. Why should that be? So that boils down, as it was just said, the pasuk in source 19, the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, tells us in the Re'eh, Dvarim Parakes Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Shamor es Chodesh Ha'aviv, Vasisa Pesach Hashem Alakecha, Ki B'Chodesh Ha'aviv, Vasiyah Hashem Alakecha, Mitzrayim Laila. Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, it says, Shamor es Chodesh Ha'aviv. What does that mean, Shamor es Chodesh Ha'aviv? So the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah about Chof Aleph Amal Aleph, source number 20, Chof Aleph Amal Aleph, Sholach Le Rav Huna Bar Oven Le Rove, Kad Chozis Demoshcha Tkufas Teves, so we call the winter, Ad Shitzar Ben Nisan, Abra La Hayishato, Velo Tachos Shadixir, Shamor Es Chodesh Aviv, Shamor Aviv Shatkufa Shieh Bechodesh Nisan. There, in the solar, one of the functions of the solar calendar is, of course, the seasons. And that's a function of the, you know, the proximity of the earth to the sun and so on. So that's a solar, the lunar month has nothing to do with the seasons. The seasons are a function of the solar calendar. And the Gemara says elsewhere, in Erevin, I think that every season is 91 days and change. So, for 365, it's a solar fact. So Rav Huna tells the Rava, if you notice that the Tekufas Teves is what we call the winter season. Tekufas, the season starts in Teves. The Tekufas Teves, it's going to extend till the 16th of Nisan. You can figure out how long it is, so it's going to extend to the 16th of Nisan, then Abra Lahi Shato, make that a leap year, push it off. Don't let the 16th of Nisan arrive when it's still Tekufas Teves, it's still winter. And not really because of Pesach per se, but Tekziv, Shamor is Chodesh Aviv, Shamor Aviv Shal Tekufa Shiyeh B'Chodesh Nisan. That the Aviv Tekufa, that's the spring, or the spring equinox, the vernal equinox, that should be most of Chodesh Nisan, more of Chodesh Nisan should be in the spring than in the winter. And Rashi explains, in source 21, Rosh Hashanah Chof Aharon Aleph, it's a little technical, but we'll get it. Ka'ki chazit the mashmat tumas tevel at shitzav nisan, she'ein tkufas nisan ofelas ad yom shishasar. Okay? If the tkufas nisan, that's what we call the beginning of nisan, is the spring, tkufas nisan is the spring season, the vernal equinox, spring equinox, doesn't fall till the 16th of nisan, the kaival and the yom at tkufa masil, the first day that's considered part of that, the new season. Okay? So, abra lehi shato ka'cherim, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it was the opinion of Acherim, but lo tachashu, don't say that was was a minority view, kind of detail. Elavada kacher, the third Rashi, v'lotokosol lemeimai chidoh, he will not be kavosai. Don't say we don't pass on that, we do. Elavada kacher navid, we do like these acherim, whoever they were. Very often acherim sometimes means a mayor, whoever it is. The Nisayel ukro, t'chsiv es chodesh aviv, sheyeh b'chidush. The aviv, who yom kif tufas nisan. Aviv means tufas nisan, the beginning of the spring. She nisan shalcham nifnas bo, she nisan kari aviv al shem bishul hatvua. Nisan is called Aviv. The word Aviv means that we had just the end of Parshas Va'era last week. What is it? Kapishto v'givol the Aviv. Aviv has to do with the ripening of the produce. So the bishul here means ripening, not cooking. So it's called Aviv because that's when the produce ripens. Ubishal tvua ain't all a cheshbon shochama. The ripening of fruits, the seasons, that has to do with the solar year. Shakai it's achorif acher cheshbon achamaim. Winter and spring, winter and summer, says the Rashi, is a function of the solar year. His hircha kosev was shomro sheyeh bechidush. There has to be bechidush. What does bechidush mean? Chidush means the month. So he said, you put everything together. So you ever read the whole Rashi, but Rashi, you put everything together. Most of the month, okay, has to be after the vernal equinox. So that's what it says. Once you hit the 16th of the month, that means most of the month will have been in Tekubas Teves. So then you have to make it into a leap year. That's what comes out. Okay, that's what Rashi says at the end. If it comes out, but I mean, see, now what you might ask, what do you mean? The 15th is already half the month. Why does it say the 16th? Because Rashi said then, because the 15th, you don't have to make a whole leap year. You could just make Adar a 30-day month instead of 29 days. Okay, Adar is typically a 29-day month. There's always one day Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? So Adar is typically 20. So if you're worried, if it's going to hit the 15th, it's going to be Tkufa, so you can beat that, so to speak, by just adding an extra day. Adar, you have to make a whole leap year. But if it's going to be the 16th, you have no choice, huh? Yeah, right. That's what comes out. Why is that another problem? But anyway, Shomar is Chodesh Aviv. All right. Rashi says the more concise Rashi I printed in 23, the same sugya appears in Sanhedrin after Gimel and Beis. Rashi said it a little more concisely. So. I think we did last year. This was 25th. Or 27th. That might be the earliest. Right. So was it the 27th? It was. I think it was. Yeah. It was. If that's what it was, every year, century. No. Oh, 200. Okay, that's a 230. Oh, cause the other master. Yeah, the ratio. Yeah, no. So anyway, now I just want to point out it's not just.
Go back. It's earlier. The earliest test. You go back before Sadiq.
Right.
That our calendar today is not the same calendar that they
had before, right. Right, and we spoke about that once with Birch HaSacham, I think, that related to that issue. But anyway,
is this question also used for Chatz?
Yeah, I think so.
Again,
there's other issues. There's issues with the solar calendar having been changed by Gregory. That's a different, you know.
I understand, but this is used to make sure that they said that
yeah, again, yeah.
So but
yeah, but part of the problem, which is not for time, part of the problem is that Shmuel says that it's 365 days and 6 hours. That's not correct. Actually, it's 5 hours, I said before, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds. So no one's that upset about 11 minutes and 13 seconds, except after a while, 11 minutes and 13 seconds add up. Okay, 128 years add up to one full day. That's what prompted, again, not tonight, but that's what prompted Pope Gregory in the 1500s to change the so-called solar year. You know, but Shmuel wasn't around then, he never adjusted it. Right, so therefore that has to do with falling behind. Yeah, and then that'll change in the year 2100. Anyway, without that now, so I just want to point out, it's not only, by the way, everyone thinks it's not only Pesach that's a concern. That's where the Torah says Shomer is Chodesh Aviv, but there's another pasuk, Torah 23 in Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Parak Manadal pasuk Chavez V'Chag Shavuos Tasel Achab Bikuri Ksir Chitim V'Chag Ha'osif Tekufas Hashanah. Hashanah, Chag HaOsi, that's Sukkot, right? Is Tekufas Hashanah, the last season of the year. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gemara Aleph, again, that's what the Sukkot is too. There's a long Rashi, which is, we're not going to read now to save some time. We can take a look at it a little bit. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Chag HaOsi, Tekufas Hashanah, Mar Sover, Kule Chag Be'inan, Tekufa Chadosha, Mar Sover, Mikvas Chag Be'inan, Tekufa Chadosha. Okay, there's a Machlokes, does Sukkahs have to be entirely in the new Tkufa. That's the Tkufa's Tishrei. We call that the fall. Okay, the autumn. After the Sukkahs have to be entirely after the Tamil Mikvanas, or no, as long as some days of Sukkahs have to be. So Rashi explained, because it's called Chag Asiv, gathering, so maybe you can't gather on Yontif, it's also on Yontif, it's only Chalamoid, whatever, that's a long Rashi. But the, but again, I'm just pointing out that the issue of an Ibra Yor also relates to Sukkahs, yeah. It's not. I'm just saying that it isn't.
That's the same thing.
I think so. Oh, no. No, because there's no such pasuk. Shomor Eschodesh Shav. You don't have the parallel pasuk. It just says Chag Asif Tekufa Sashama. How much of the Yom Tov? Exactly. Anyway, so we won't go into the whole Rashi now, although it's interesting because maybe we'll come back with time, and I don't want to. There are other factors that Rashi brings up that relate to Tishrei. For example, we never have Rosh Hashanah on Lo Adu Rosh. We never have Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Friday, or Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Anyway, it plays into that a little bit. But anyway, what comes out from all of this is that it's necessary from time to time. We said seven times in 19 years to have an extra month to adjust the lunar year to the solar year. Not going to be exact, but I'm saying it keeps it more in sync. So the Gemara asked in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Teslan Beis, source 26, Netanya, Kama Ibur Shana. Well, we said before that some lunar months are 30 days and some are 29. So we're going to add a month now. So how are we adding a 29 day month? Or are we adding a 30 day month? That's the Gemara's kasha. Right, Kama Ibur Shana. Shoshim Yom, Shun Aliyah, Machodesh. In 29 days. My son Shoshim Diadi, Achodesh Amin Diadi, Amar Papa, my name Achodesh, Rotsa, Chodesh, Rotsa, Shoshim. So, without the details there, let's look inside the next on the Rashi there. So, 27. Rashi explains that this was a suffix in the Gemara. Okay. What do we add? How long is the added? So first of all, Rashi tells us that what month is added is Adar, right? Rosh Hashanah Yud Tes on Beis 27. Kama Ibra Hashanah Yemei Adar Harishon Sheoso Osin Ibra Hashanah. That's the month that's added. So is it Chodesh? Kusaf Kedat Be'Esim V'Tisha Yomim? Or is it 30? The Gemara comes out. Okay, to dispute. The Rambam Paskin in Perek Dalad of Ilchus Kiddush Chodesh Halacha Aleph. Shana Nu'Uberes a leap year in Ibra is Hishana Shemosifin Ba Chodesh. The Ein Osifim La'olam Ela Adar. The only month ever added is Adar. We'll come back to that. The Osin Oso Shana Shnei Adarin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. That year, like this year, in the Toshan Ein Val, we have two Adars. Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. Umipnei Ma Mosifim Chodesh Zeh. Why do we add that month? Mipnei Zman Ha'aviv. Kedeshia Pesach Bosa Zman. Shenemar Shomar Is Chodesh Aviv. That's the principal pasuk. Shechodesh Zeh Bizman Aviv. That month, or at least most of that month, will be in the spring after the vernal equinox. Velulei Hosafas Chodesh Has sometimes Pesach will be, you know, sometimes in the summer, sometimes we're back in the winter time. Halacha Yud Zayin there, the Rambam writes, Kishem Avrin Bezdin Es Hashana Kosin Igros L'Cholam Akomos Orechokim U'Modiyan Oso She'Ibrua Mitnei Ma'Ibrua, and so on. This was official notification was sent out, okay, and it also let them know how many days? Was it a 29 day or a 30 day? Because that's the conclusion of the Gemara. That Gemara just saw in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Tes. It was up to the Bezdin in that particular year to decide whether the extra Adar will be 29 days or 30 days. Shechodesh Ha'ibra, says the Rambam, Harshus LeBezdin, Osifo Mole Echoser. Okay, it was up to the Bezdin. Fine. Okay, now. The Rambam elsewhere, Perek Ches, Halacha Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, again Halacha Hey, Seder HaChadoshim HaMaleim HaChaserim Lefi Cheshbon Zeh Kahu. Here is the order of which months have how many days now. Tishrei La'olam Molei. Tishrei is always a 30-day month. By the way you tell if it's a 30-day month is how many days Rosh Chodesh will be the following month. Whenever we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, as we know, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is day 30, the old month. The second day of Rosh Chodesh is day 1 of the new month, leaving out Rosh Hashanah for now. Okay, so Tishrei is La'olam Molei. The Chodesh Teves is La'olam Choser. We just had that. Teves just ended. It was the one day Rosh Chodesh Shavana. Ume Teves Ve'elech, from Teves on, Echad Molei Ve'echad Choser. I'll say it back and forth, back and forth. Ketzad, Teves Choser Shavat Molei, Adar Choser, Nisan Molei, Ir Choser, Sivan Molei, Tamuz Choser, Av Molei, El Choser, Ubishana Uberes, Adar Rishon Molei, the Adar Sheni Choser. In a leap year, and that's how we have it today, Adar Rishon is a 30-day month, and Adar Sheni is a Choser, there's only one day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, he left out Cheshvan and Kislev, and that's again another issue. The Halacha Vav there, Parakas, Nisharu Shnei Chadoshim HaCheshvan and Kislev, Pa'amim Yushnei Amaleim, Pa'amim Yushnei Chaserim. Sometimes Cheshvan and Kislev are both 30-day months, that's why sometimes Hanukkah ends on the second of Teves, sometimes Hanukkah ends on the third of Teves, because Teves is a variable, Kislev is a variable, and sometimes 2 days Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, 2 days Rosh Teves, sometimes only one. Okay, that's the way it works, and they're called Moed Chaser and so on. Alright, which month do we add? So we said before, the Gemara says, here I printed the source, Rosh Hashanah Zion Amar Aleph 30, Afal Pichein Ein Me'abrin Ela Adar. The only month we ever add is Adar. We never add, there's not, never two Tishreis or two Shvatas, we only have two Adars. Okay? Why? So Rashi seems to say there in Rosh Hashanah Zion Amar Aleph 31, Ein Chodesh Al Hashanah Ela Adar. We never add any month other than Adar. Chodesh Aviv Chodesh Aviv Aber. He learns that, and it's the month that's closest to the spring, right? That's the month. Yeah, that's Adar. Shiavo Aviv Bizmano. So the spring season, the vernal equinox, will come in the proper time in Nisan, like we explained earlier. Okay. The probable source for that is a mechilta here in Parshas Bo, and Parshas Bay says, "Rishon hu lachem achad she'ashan alam anemar, v'vishu omer shomer es chodesh aviv aset pesach, v'asis ha-pesach, shomer es ha-pesach la'aviv, v'aviv la'pesach, she'yavo aviv bizmano, ha-ketzad, aber es ador, she'yavo aviv bizmano." Again, Rias and Mechilta, that's the month of Adar. You can't make another Nisan because Nisan's called Rishon Hulachem. Well, the two Nisans will be Rishon and Sheni. In fact, the Balei Tosis, the regular Tosis in Sanhedrin, Beis and Aleph, the Tosis are Rosh, 33 and 34, pick up on this. This is another reason why Adar is always the extra month. To make Pesukim make sense. Because one reason is because this whole thing was caused primarily by Pesach, right? Shomer Chodesh Aviv, so it's the month right before. There's something else as well. Tosis says, the whole Sha'ar Tosus in Sanhedrin, the Beitman Al Dir Masma Ain Ma'abin Al Adar, the whole Sha'ar Chadashim Ain Ma'abin Dixiv, the Chodesh name Asar, who Chodesh Adar. The Pasuk in Megillas Esther, it says that the Haman took the lots and it came out, the Chodesh name Asar, Chodesh Adar. Wait a minute. The Ima Abrin Achas Meshar Chadashim, let's say you have two Kislaves, right? So then, Lo Havi Adar Shame Asar, Adar won't be the choice. So it's almost like a Xeris HaKosov, as it were. Not the greatest Raya, but at least that year. But it says, whenever we don't want Psukim to mix people up, you're going to read in the Pasuk, it's going to say, Lo Chodesh Shame Asar, Chodesh Adar. Wait a minute. Okay, that, this year it was two Shvat, so, right, that's what he says. And the Tosa Rosh says, other Psukim also, Tosa Rosh there in Sanhedrin Beis Haral, Ein Mavne La Adar, Mishim Divinashay Tishrei Shri, Kedesir Bachodesh Hashri, Bechel Chodesh Psukim. Every month in the Torah is identified by a number. Okay, you got to have the numbers right. Teves Nami Bina Shri Asiri, Kedesir Bachodesh Asiri, Hu Chodesh Teves, that's also in the Gila. Hu Shrat Nami Lo, Kedesir Bachodesh Nemos, Hu Chodesh Adar, and so on. So you have this other reason, this interesting reason, aside from the reason with regards to the spring. Okay, so, now we come to a halacha l'maisa type of question. So that's the background. That's how we know we have why we have the extra month, or why Adar is the extra month. But now we ask the following question. Rishami raises the question. Yeah.
That if people will make a statement and talk about the Goyish calendar.
Yeah.
According to the calendar.
We would still have to do it, correct. Because it's a solar year, yeah. It's a solar year. It's not the right, exactly. Right. Correct, 100%. That's exactly what I'm trying to bring out. So the truth of the matter is, I didn't put it on the paper. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Tes, says that the old day of Avodah Zarah count by the sun and we count by the moon. But I'm saying it's not quite correct. By the Muslims, it's literal. They only take into account the lunar year, but not true by us. We do, as we just said, take into account the solar year. Okay, so we add a month. The month is Adar. We got it straight. Now the question Yerushalmi asks, well, wait a minute. So there are two Adars. So which is the real Adar, please stand up. Which is the extra Adar and which is the actual Adar? So the Yerushalmi asks, Yerushalmi's in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. I think it's Daf Zayin in the Vilna edition. Adar Harishon Tosefes, Adar Sheni Tosefes. Which is the extra month? Which is the leap month? Okay? The Karban Eid explained on Megillah, Adar Harishon Tosefes, Mi Boile, Ezehu Mechadoshim Tosefes, Chodesh Harishon or Chodesh Hasheni. And the difference will be, you can imagine, for a guy like Tekken Nedi, he goes, I'm going to do this till Adar. Well, you know, I won't drink wine till Adar, or I'm going to give a get and I don't come back for Adar. Well, 1 second, so which is Adar? That's the question. And we're going to see a practical difference of Kefir Yartzeit. And that's what we can come to in a moment, in terms of Halacha Maisa. So, the Pnei Moshe also says, in 37, there, Megillah Parakei Halachalaf, Dirasa Adar Rishon, Eza Mishneha Adarim Hu Iker, the Chaver and Iker Tosefes Alashana Rishon or Hasheni. One is called Iker, one is Chaver and Iker Tosefes Alashana. Is it Harishon or Hasheni? Which is it? So, it's not really clear from the Yerushalmi. Rashi, I printed this Rashi before, but I'm printing again here, 38, is Yud Testament Beis Rosh Hashanah. Rashi is not addressing that issue per se, but in his language it says, Kama Ibra Hashanah, Yemei Adar Harishon, She'osa Osin Ibra Hashanah. Rashi implies that it's the first Adar that's actually the extra month. Okay, and in other words, the Nafkamina there, remember we said, the extra month was a 29-day month. So that's also a difference. Okay, which is going to be the 29? Adar, ordinarily regular Adar is a, I'm sorry, regular, the other way around. Regular Adar is a 29-day month. The extra Adar is a 30-day month. So can be. So the question is, which is going to be? So Rashi said there, the Gemara's kasha was Kama Ibra Shana, Yemei Adar Harishon, She'oso Osin Ibra Lashana. That's the extra month. It sounds from there like Adar Rishon is the extra one. Tosus in the Dharm, Stameth Gimel Amadeis, Dilmasav Hatanya. Okay, also, again, the kasha is dealing with not our problem now, but he says, because it also makes a difference when the guy takes a neder and he says to the other, well, did he know that it was a leap year or did he not know that it was a leap year? Because by nedarim, we go, Lashem b'nei Adam, what people have in mind and so on. So the afkamina, where the guy knew in advance that it was a leap year or not. But anyway, that's a side point. But he says, in the second line of 39, and that's in the Dharm Sal Gimel Beis, in the middle of the line, it says, the Adar Stam Shalmu Beres, Hainu Adar Sheni. The ordinary Adar in a leap year is Adar Sheni. The Chodesh HaIbur Adar Rishon. Tosfos says Mefurish. Chodesh HaIbur is Adar Rishon. The low Adar Sheni. And he says, why? Teda. Shari Adar HaRishon Mishloshim Yom Sheni Chavtes. Okay, in terms of the length of the month. The Ode, the Megillah of Purim B'Sheni. When do we have Purim? When do we read the Megillah? A little circular. I got it, but that's what he says. Okay, we read the Megillah. We celebrate Purim in the second. Alma Rishon Chodesh HaIbur. Rishon Chodesh HaIbur. So that's what Tosfos says also. And that also seems to be the position of the Radvaz. In his Chilus 40, Chilus Radvaz Chelak Aleph, Simon Kuf Nun Shalat Amemani Al Mishen Nadar O Nishba Lasos Dover Ploni BeChodesh Ibur. He says, I'm going to do this and this in the leap month. Okay, he makes a commitment to give stock or whatever it is, and I'm going to do this in whatever is the leap month. So, or not to do it, that's the case. He was asked, Nesar Barishon, Obisheni, Obishner Misafik. The guy said, I won't drink wine in the Iber month, in the extra month. Well, which month does he also drink wine? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, or both? So he says, Ein Kan Safik, Ela Adar Rishon, Hua Nikra Chodesh HaIbur, Olaficha Hula Ola Mole, and so on, the same thing. That's always a 30-day month, and so on. So that's also the position of the Radvaz. He quotes the Yerushalmi that implies that way. Yeah. Okay. Unless I wasn't drinking, was eating potatoes or whatever. Anyway, however, not everybody agrees to that. It's interesting. There's an interesting Chizkuni. Source 41 of Chizkuni is, a Talmud Rashboy, the parish on Chumash from the Chizkuni. So he says in Parshas B'Shalach, an interesting thing. Parshas B'Shalach, the Shmos Perik in Zion plus a test. This was in a battle versus Amalek. So according to the Medrash, Amalek were experts in witchcraft and sorcery and so on. So they were fighting against Amalek. It says Yoshua, we lay this on Purim Tak, it says, Bechar Lonu Anoshim, Yoshua Bechar, select men for us, right, to the soldiers to go fight. So, who did he pick? So the Chizkuni has this funny drasha. B'chal ha'ashim shenodu ba'adar ha'sheni. Get people who are born in Adar Sheni. V'ein lahem lira machshefus. Shari ein bo mazel. There's no constellation, only 12 kinds. There's no special thing that they can tamper with. However it works, I don't know what it means. But ubnei amalek mechashvanihem. V'eisha micholes v'yud beiz mazalos. U'be'eisha ein bo mazel ein kishuf matfuyach. So whatever that means, somehow, but that implies that it's the second Adar that's out of the loop. No, that's the extra Adar. The Ma'aril writes that even more directly. Okay, 42, Chulis Ma'aril Sim Kuf Dalet Oz Gimel. There's a case, the art side question. Yom Shemes Lo Abba. Okay, Minhaga Delilis Anos. So a guy wants to fast, that's a minute to fast, Today it's more of a minute to make a kiddush, but the one time people had a minute, many people still to fast on the day of the yard site, right? Yeah, basically, right? The Litvak was Litvish versus Hasidim. Hasidim make a tikkun, you know, they have little donuts or whatever it is after. My son told me he was, my son just had a baby a couple of years by his in-laws in Brooklyn. So he davened there, and davened a certain shul. So one, and he said every day there was another person on yard site, and he said it was Malam Bakotas. The first day the guy, somebody had donuts. The second day, he wanted to go back. He thought by the fifth day they were going to have omelet stations. And some people make a big fuss. So how many is it we fast on a yard site? But anyway, so the Maril. Different argument. Yeah, I don't say our. I mean, my minig, whatever. It's a punch of Shabbos Shacharis like that. The Gemara. That's this Gemara. Yom Shemesh Ba'aba. Anyway, so the question was, and by the way, it also relates to this question, I think there are different men arguing about that too. When the Chavak Hadisha has its Suda Zion Ador, is that the Yatzar Moshe Rabbeinu by tradition? Is that the first Ador? I think here they do it the second Ador, no one in Burn Kathy. But yes, here they do it the second Ador. I think in Broys they do it the first Ador. There are different men arguing. Anyway, that was. No. Yeah, right. We'll come to that. So anyway, that's the question. So without all the details, but the conclusion of the. Of the Maharil is that the second Adar is the extra Adar. The truth of the matter is, this seems to be a Machlokas Tanoim in Nedarim Samach Gimel Aleph 43. Okay? Stama the other guy just said Stama again, they knew it, didn't know that it was a leap year. So the Tanya, Adar Harishon, it is a question here about what you write in a star or a get. Well, what date do you write? Okay, I have a chasin and adar, so what do you write? Adar, you plain adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, but what do you do? That's also in the Nafkamina. So the. Okay, so the Brisa said, Tanya Adar Rishon, Kodil Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Kodil Adar Stam, Divya Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, in a document, when it's Adar Rishon, you write Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni, you just write plain Adar. Sounds like the plain Adar is Adar Sheni, the extra one is Adar. However, Yudah Omer, Adar Rishon, Kodil Stam, Fakir. Adar Rishon, you just write Adar, and Adar Sheni, Kodil Tinyan, which means the second. Well, the Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Nedarim Parakir Allah Chavav. A guy takes an edder. Shani Shose Yayin Ad Rosh Adar. I do it until Adar. Imar Shoshana Mubaris, Olo Yadar Shimubaris. The guy was a leaper, he didn't realize. So then it's Eno Otsi Allah Rosh Kodesh Adar Rishon, because that's what he had in mind. However, Nodar Ad Sof Adar, you say until the end of Adar, I'm going to do this until the end of Adar. Harez the Osir Ad Sof Adar Sheni. In Yadar Shoshana Mubaris, Nodar Rosh Adar Osir Ad Rosh Adar Sheni. The Rambam says that a plain Adar is Adar Sheni. The Rav disagrees. Okay, the Rav disagrees right there. Okay, and many Rishonim disagree. So it really comes out to be the same Machlokas here. Why? Because of Lashon Bnei Adam. Right, but okay, but you'll see they take that Rambam into account. Let's take a look at the how we passed in Shulchan Source 45. This is in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Aruch Chaim Sinim Top Chop Zayin Sif Aleph. So first he says what you do in his 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and then meaning the 30th. So you have to write because Rosh Chodesh Nayam Kosim Mishtaros Beyom Arishon Beyom Rosh Chodesh Shehu Yom Shloshim LeChodesh the old month, whatever. Fine, but now there are more. Kishem Abrin Hagosh, Kishem Abrin Hashana, Kosim BaAdar Rishon Adar Stam Uvesheni Adar Sheni. There are more paskins that when it's a leap year, you write in a star. If it's Adar Rishon, you write plain Adar, and Adar Sheni, you write Adar Sheni. The Taz, there, in Sukkot Nalaf, in Sintof Chav Zayin, right? The Hachis, the Behuda, the Lokur Meir, said that's a Machog, the Behuda Meir, he passed back Behuda. And he says, however, he notes that according to that Rambam, that's what he quotes, in the Mordechosni, he's the Bach, his father of the Bach, then Dibra Rambam near the Pasuk the other way. And therefore, Al Kain Nachon Lefarish Bishneim. Therefore, the Taz says, never mind, just write both. The Adar Rishon, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni, then you cover everybody's bases. The Mughal Abraham. It's always Sarah. Okay. Okay, good. Well, possibly. Always better make it clear. The Mughal Abraham adds, and so cotton olive there and some top of Zion. So who adin, whatever the Ramor writes, that Adar is Adasam, is who adin kishmavarchim achodesh b'beisak nesos. The chazin, the shagal, Rosh Chodesh, whatever, right? So he's going to say, if he said he said the same din. Rosh Chodesh Adar, before Adar Rishi, he said Rosh Chodesh Adar, before Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, he say Adar Sheni. That's he said the same thing, okay? So again, they link all these things together. He says, he quotes a shach, which we'll see in a second, cost of a shame ma'ariel, but rishon adar, rishon v'sheni adar shame. That's what we do. We mention both. Okay?
I don't think they do.
No, I don't know. Okay. I think that's an Amakta. I think so. Mentioned both. Amakta Shekla writes, it's the Kotn Aleph. He says this is a Machlokas, since it's a Machlokas Tanoim, and a Machlokas at a Paskin, right? The Machlokas of Yudin and Meir. And it's also Machlokas of Rambam and others. So what do we do? Look at the end of the 48. Lachain Yesh Lafarish Bishneim, Bein Badrish, and Bein Mishain, and Lotse, Sukhul Alma. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Kotn Gimel there, in the top of Zion, the Maskanas Achronim, the Nachon Lafarish Bishneim, Badrish, and Badrish, and Bishneim, and Badrish. Fine. The din by Nedarim, the Chaber hedges his bet, so to speak, and soon Reish Chof, your day is in Reish Chof Sifches, Omar Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar means Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Ad Sofar Roshena, the Rambam, and the other way. So again, we don't, it's a little later, I'll go through, but the same thing, the Taz writes in there in Yerodeah. The Chaber Paskins like a Behud, again, like we said before, Sukkot and Dal and Sukkot and Hay, but he acknowledges the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins like a Meir, so he acknowledges that sheet. So another place this appears that's in Yerodeis, in Reish Chof Sivches, and Paz Dal and Hay, to take a look, and Hilchus Gittin, Ebenezes, and Kuf Chav Vav, Siv Zayim, Yim Hashanam Uberes Yiftob Adarishon, Liyerach Adarishon, Uvashen Yift Liyerach Adarsheni. Okay, now the Chalkas Mechalkik points out, just as an aside, but it's Nogel Alacha too, so it's preferable, so I don't know if it's Ma'akir, but it's in Kotn Chav Aleph, it's in Kuv Chav Vav of Ebn Ezer, he says, the Seder Get, and so on, right, Adar HaRishon and Adar HaShen Behei HaYadiyah. And that's the proper way to write it. You don't say Adar Rishon. Again, what you announce in the shul, I don't know, I always tell the Gabbai here to tell the Chazan to say Adar HaRishon, Adar HaSheni. Again, Rosh Chodesh Benchon is not a big deal, but if you look in the Sarm, either by Ksuba or by a Get, they're not just Adar Rishon, Adar HaRishon. The Hey, how you deal? Okay, but it's exact. Adar HaRishon, okay. The Hey, how you deal? Okay, and that's how he quotes the other Minhagim. Again, the third place this appears in the Shulchan Aruch is the Choshen Mishpat, in the Mem Gimel Sif Chav Ches. Okay, again, here, and again, if you notice, the Mechaber doesn't always seem to be consistent. And some of the Achronim say, like you were saying, well, it depends, by Nedarim is one thing, by, you know, because Loshen Bnei Adam, that's what comes out. I'm not going to have time to read all these, but I do want to get to one other thing to finish up the Chageya. So where are we up to now? Fifth, just a second. Last page. So second one. All right, to be agos, they're all choshesh of that sheet of the Rambam. They look in the in Sinas Kimmel there, and as they're memorable rather, the choshesh mishpat, the smart, to be agos. Okay, there's a long, long shot in Sinkot Yud Zion. I only printed one part of it. He said, "Ulina Dina came in the Abach Posah Ben Ezra Sim Kuch Mavolin and Gittin that get Posah Misafik in came in Rambam Yishla Hachma Bisur Daraisa." He makes a chilek. We deal with the Daraisa, and we deal with the Rabbanon. That's the shach makes that chilek. Ulafiz at the very end, he writes, "Kishum Avarch," and here's the point, Nachum, that you mentioned. Well, the Fizah says the Shach in Yerodeis and Reish Chof, Sivkot and Yud Zayin. It's in Yerodeis. The Fizah, Keshem Evarach in Elu Shnei Chadosh Meis HaKnesses, Kolen L'Rishon Adar Alav L'Sheni Adar Beis. The Chayin Kosev V'Gittin Uksubas Ustaris Ad Kar Mahachi Nog. And that's what we do. So now, the only question left is, alright, so now we know what we put in documents, we write both. That's easy to take care of. Like I said before, what do you got to lose? Huh? Yeah. Awesome. Right, based on Chalkas Mechalkas. Good. Now we have one last question. When what your Macher is in Shul, and what says in a star, and we'll pass him by Ned, there is one thing. But what happens now if a person has yard sight? And the father, mother, whatever, Achmalasan, died in a regular year. Shana Pshuta wasn't a leap year. Died in the fifth of Adar in a regular year. Now it comes to a leap year. When do you observe the yard sight? So the Shulchan Aruch rules in the Siman Top Kuf Sama Ches or Achaim Steve Zion 58. Kishira Yom Shemes Aviv Olima Ba'adar. And the parent died in Adar. Ashanam Uberes. Yis Ana Ba'adar Beis. The Mechaber Paskin Adar Sheni. Hagor the Ramah the Yesh Omim the Yis Ana Barishon. Ramah disagrees. No, Adar Rishon. In law, of course, Mishemes Mishnasa Iber Ba'adar Sheni. The Oz Dog and Lusanas Besheni. Obviously, if the person died in a leap year, and he died in Adar Sheni, and now you're observing the yard site in a leap year, then you keep it when the person died. The Chayin HaMinig Lusanas Perishon. Says Ramah, the Minig among Ashkenazim, not like the Mechaber is to have the fast of the yard site. Again, they're assuming you're fasting, whatever you do for the yard site, is Perishon. Mir Yesh Machmir Lusanas Beshneim. And some observe the yard site in both. Okay, the Taz there in Sivkot and Gimel of Siman Tov Kuf Samaches says it boils down to the same Machlokas Yudin and Rebbeir, the Machlokas the Rambam and Rush, out of Paskin and so on. The Magen Avraham is a long Magen Avraham. Yeah, well, we're not going to read inside to save time, but what the Magen Avraham says He tries to bring Raya, that's really the second, it's really the first Adar, which is like the Mechaber. The Bir HaGroah is an uncharacteristically long Bir HaGroah. There in Siman Tov Kuf Samachez, again, I didn't even print the whole thing. Again, connected to Nedarim and to Gittin, everything which pretty much we saw. And he, Right, what did I say? I'm sorry, I meant like Ramal, And the Mogan with the Bir HaGroah writes at the end of 61, Avakan Ha'ikar Lisanos Bishneyan. The Vilna Gaon, Paskin, Jufif, the Mogan Ramal, like the Ramal, right. But the, I apologize, but the, what's it called? One thing the Mogan Ramal does say, by the way, he acknowledges that minute to fast in both, or the Yartzai both, but he says you don't have to give him the Amid both times. Because if there's an Indian in the shul who gets the Amid, he doesn't get the Amid both times. Okay? He gets the Amid the first. The Gros says Ha'ikra is Sanos B'Shem. That's the din. Now there is a Shita. I'm going to quote. I think it's. I forgot. It's one of the Shonim says. I should have printed it. Says that in a certain sense, when there's two others, it's one long 60-day month. It's one big month. So it's interesting. Perhaps that's the reason. There are Hashulchan in 60 Dalit. We have the two others, yeah. All right, now, Aruch HaShulchan Sifri Yudalit. Ra'isi Mishacholek HaRabin HaRamah Usil Adikah L'Sanos B'Shneyem. And Aruch HaShulchan doesn't love the... He basically says what the Rebbe Zita says. U'tmihani, da'atu mitzvah sayim halo minag ba'amahu. Your kasha is in the Aruch HaShulchan. What, is it a mitzvah? Chumah? Well, it's a minag anyway, so what are you worried about? That's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah nonetheless does, again, but the Vilna Gaon to the Vilna Gaon. He says at the very end, the top of that page, the end of that Aruch HaShulchan, Hilchach Nira and his Daita, Iker Kediver Rabbeinu HaRamah, who Mas'anin Rak Ba'ad Rishon Bilvad. That's, I think, the most standard Ashkenazic practice. Aruch HaShulchan says, never mind this double thing, and he doesn't go for it at all. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes again the Achronim, but he says, they confess on both, but you don't give them the Amud both times. So that's, I think it's a Machlokas to this day. I think we find three different Shitas. Those who follow the Chaber do it on the Sheni, most Ashkenazim do it on the Rishon, and some people keep the yard site in both. The other case that this comes up is the Bar Mitzvah, huh? Whatever you do. So the last issue for today, and we'll wrap up, unless I'm sorry, I'm a minute or two extra, like an Ibrio, right? Extra few minutes. So the other issue comes up is the Bar Mitzvah question. That's a boy is born, huh? Oh, that's a different, right, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, but the here you have a situation of the kid was born in Adar, and now 13, it was a regular year, and now 13 years later, it's a leap year, and it's Bar Mitzvah year. So when does it become Bar Mitzvah? In Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? When can we count it for a minion? It's Gei Lamaisa. So the Shulchan Aruch says, first he deals with a different problem. Okay, instead of Nun Hei, or Chaim Sifyut, in Nar Echad Noah B'Choftes Adar Rishon, Mishanah Uberes. This is a funny case. Okay, this is a kid, it was the other way around. The Mechaber deals with the other way around. The Mechaber first deals with, what if they were, the kid was born in a leap year, but now the Bar Mitzvah year is a regular year. So he says, you can have a case where a kid is born on the 29th of Adar Rishon of the leap year, but now Echad Noled Adar Sheni Echad. The next kid was born on Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. 13 years later, the kid who's younger is going to have his Bar Mitzvah almost four full weeks before the kid he's older than. He's younger than, right? Because Shnasi Gimel Einu Meberes Oso Shenol B'Choftes Adar Rishon Tzarich LaHamtin Al Choftes LaAdar B'Shnasi Gimel. He's got to wait all the way to the 29th because his birthday is the 29th of Adar, so he doesn't come Bar Mitzvah 29th. The other kid who's born on the first, he's 4 weeks young. He's younger, but his Bar Mitzvah is going to be 4 weeks earlier. Okay? Then the Ramah adds, this is what they'll get to us, that's just a sound interesting, but the Hagor, when we should know of the Adar, the Nasa Bar Mitzvah, the Shnasa Iber, Eno Nasa Bar Mitzvah at Adar Hasheni. The Bar Mitzvah is an Adar Hasheni. Okay? So that's what the Mechaber Paskins in the reverse case, where it was a year where the kid was born in an ordinary Adar, and the Bar Mitzvah is when the two Adars are more Paskins, the Bar Mitzvah becomes an Adar Sheni. So in a year like that, I don't know what happened 13 years ago, but if it was a leap year, then someone can calculate it quickly. That's the year the rabbis like, there's no Bar Mitzvah for a month in the shul. You have one of these busy shuls with this every week of Bar Mitzvah. Huh?
1,000 years, you have four.
Oh, so, okay, so there. Good, so therefore, there'll be no Bar Mitzvahs in the shul for a month. Yes, exactly. So that's what we have to try and figure out why. Two Zmanos will finish up. The Mishnah Berurah, again, the Mishnah Berurah says in Katan Mem Gimel, Avon Mishnas Yud Gimel Hayagam Kain Ibor, but if both years were born in the leap year, and 13 years later with the leap year, you also have then Abada, you know, you wait till Adar Sheni and so on. Not like the Magen Avraham passing the other way. But anyway, it's the Katan Mem Hay, and now he says, yeah, alright, so question that we deal with, and that's the last thing, this 66, the Aruch HaShulchan, he spells it out, but I say from Chaim also. As we just noted, the Ramah flipped. They switched, because he said by Yartzeit, we do it Adar Rishon, and certain dinim we said it Adar Rishon, and suddenly for Bar Mitzvah, he said, wait till Adar Sheni. What's the difference? So basically, Aruch HaShulchan really says it. Okay, you can look, take a look at Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Chaim, Simon Nun Hei, Sif Yudal, 66. The basic episode is that when it comes to all these other matters, whether it relates to a document or relates to a nether, so these are things that are a function of, maybe nether, we're going to leave nether out, this is the professor title. Let's say a document, or let's say a yard site. There, the issue is a calendar date. In other words, I want to know what is the calendar date, the yard site is on this and this day, or I'm dating a ksuba or a get or whatever, and there the issue is what is the calendar date. So we need to know, is it Adar Rishon or Sheni? So there, he says, Adar Rishon is the primary date, so therefore you put down, that's the date you put down, or that's the yard site. Let's forget about the documents for a second, the yard site. So yard site, according to Ramah, is an Adar Rishon because that's the calendar date. So you wait for that calendar date. However, when Kaboy is becoming Bar Mitzvah, it's not a matter of a calendar date. It's a matter of him having now passed 13 years. Well, during the course of his 13 years, there were several leap years, right? So he does not reach his 13th birthday until Adar Sheni. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan Rabbi Chaim says it in the Brisker terminology to explain this. The Rav has it printed in the Hari Kedem, I think, and I forgot, probably by Adar Bapurim. But anyway, the idea being, again, it's not a matter of a date. It's a matter of the boy has to have 13 full years. Well, 13 full years, if a guy says, and it was Adar Sheni this year, it's part of Tashan Ein Dal, it's part of the year. So the boy has to reach 13 full years to become Bar Mitzvah. Well, his year 2 might have been a leap year, and we don't say, oh, well, now he's really going to become Bar Mitzvah 4 because we're going to count 12-month years. And Bar Mitzvah is 6 months before his birthday because there were 6 leap years. No, every year the leap year is part of the year. So this year also the leap year is part of the year. So he doesn't reach his 13th birthday until Adar Sheni. But it was not a matter of identifying a particular calendar date. You can look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He says,
he was, with their calendar, is there a case where the 13-year start and end in the leap year?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, why not?
The 19th.
Sure.
Well, so then, if he was in Adar, he was born in Adar Rishon.
Right. Yes, it shouldn't be thought of Shani either.
Right.
Yeah, so there, that's actually, the Morgan Avraham has such a sheet that we don't pass him like that. That the Mishabur alluded to that. The Morgan Avraham actually says that. The Mishabur says no, but it's a good Ha'ara. But the Aruch HaShulchan, we take a look at it, he says, when we say, look at the third line, Afal Gav the Kanon Vistam Adar Hu Rishon, Zeru HaNoder Ad Adar, Abu Mispar HaShanim, 3 lines on the bottom. Lo nigmar b'shanam uberes adyud gimel chodesh. Okay, when we call Malcolm, no, b'shanam uberes Adar Rishon, he addresses your question. Okay, then you come out to that, he says, doesn't say why. Okay, he mentions your point, but it doesn't say why. But the lumbus is that with a kid becoming Bar Mitzvah, he's got to reach 13 years of his life after that. Well, that's part of the year. Adar Sheni is part of the year, so the year isn't up yet. So that's what comes out according to the lumbus. No, because it's not a matter of a calendar date. It's a matter of the passage of 13 years, and 13 years includes whatever is part of the year. So Adar Sheni is part of the year. That's
all. Months are ignored.
Yeah, you ignore the leap months in between.
Let's say,
right?
On any certain third of the kid's way, I'm going to do something for a year. That's
it. Yeah, that's it. Exactly, sure. Because the year is... Because we don't, we're going to say, no, he can really stop in the third of Cheshvan because was there extra? No, it goes by the year. So that's the same thing here. I just printed one thing inside, if you want to take a look, because I'm sulfur and a tshuva, Chelek Aleph or Chaim Sin Kuf Samar Gimel, has 8 different dinim that come out, you know, when we look at the first Adar, we look at the second Adar, so you can take a look at that yourself. I'll try one a few minutes over, wish everybody a good
Prior to the day of Adar, is there a certain time that